Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can learn more about Leah's coaching services at mindhealthcoach.com. Thank you for joining us today as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast here at 1510 WMEX Sports Radio Boston, heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Also, you can always visit my website to get in touch with the radio station on my particular archive shows and that sort of thing, and also look at my blog page at mindhealthcoach.com. So I haven't done a show in a few months that has been just me. I'm really excited tonight to be doing one, and I'm talking about a topic that I've been exploring a lot lately. I mean, I've been exploring this topic pretty much my whole life, as all of us have, but how to live a purposeful life is the topic for tonight's show. And if you've ever wondered what your life's purpose is, we all are wondering, why are we here? What are we doing here? What is the purpose of different events that happen in our life? It's important to delve deeply into each moment and find the purpose in each moment. There is purpose to everything that happens in your life. And I think that some of us are looking for this big, giant answer, and a lot of times it isn't, a big giant answer. It's usually just living and experiencing things and having gratitude for each moment is where you need to be at, or learning a lesson, even if, a really negative experience happens, learning the lesson from that negative experience and then being grateful for learning the lesson and moving forward. Do you often ask yourself, how you can contribute more and what your talents and gifts are? And we all have them. We all have talents and gifts that are unique to us. There's many ways to make your contribution to the planet and to humanity. This is one of the ways that I make mine, is by doing this show, and hopefully I'm impacting some folks out there and opening up your minds and your hearts to exploring different ideas, different concepts. So this show, I'm just going to be kind of talking about the different aspects of exploring that, your talents, your gifts, and ways to do that, and ways to stop undermining yourself from realizing how wonderful you truly are. And a lot of times we absolutely overlook so many great things about ourselves, our gifts, our talents, because we're too caught up. We're caught up in life. And, those are things that we need to realize about ourselves that are undermining our whole path of finding the purpose, finding the uniqueness about ourselves. So before I get too deep into this topic, I just wanted to announce a couple things that are coming up this quarter that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to actually start doing a Course in Miracles forum on a webinar type format, or I haven't decided if I'm doing that or a conference bridge. So anyone who's interested in doing that, you can enter into the website and put in an email through the website, contact email, and say you'd like to sign up for A Course in Miracles. The other thing that I'm doing, that's going to start probably in the middle of October. The other thing I'm going to be doing is a webinar series on ways to reduce stress and help yourself achieve overall well-being and also brain health, which is a really important topic that I cover a lot. I work a lot with the Alzheimer's Association. I work with folks that are caregivers. I work with folks that are actually diagnosed with dementia. If you've listened to my show before, you know that I actually work for a company that provides live-in caregiving, and you know, we do all of this type of care in the home. So I'm deeply tied to the elder care field and working with people with dementia and Alzheimer's and other types of dementia, early stage and till end of life. So I've experienced that, and I see how difficult it is. And it's interesting, one of the things that happens a lot of times to family members of somebody with dementia is wondering what the purpose of this is, and, you know, really trying to understand how could this possibly be, you know, okay, and how is their loved one going to live like this, and what can they do to bring value to these people's lives because they're changing so deeply. And, you know, I've counseled a lot of families through that, and it's not easy. This is not an easy answer. But what I have found is working with this population of folks, which is actually pretty huge. We have one in four over 65 have Alzheimer's, and I believe it's one in two over 85 have Alzheimer's. So that's half the population over 85 having Alzheimer's. And that makes quite an impact on all of us. And when you look at that, what the purpose is, what is the purpose of all of our elderly going into this, or at least half of the elderly people going into this process? And why does it have to happen? And how can we, like, reason with it as human beings, watching our loved ones slip away? And I can also speak from personal, because I actually saw my grandfather pass as when I was very young from Alzheimer's, and it deeply impacted our family. It was really traumatic for our family. You know, he had a lot of the classic behaviors that are very difficult to understand, like the combativeness and other things that go along with it, and it's very confusing. It seems like dignity is stripped away from these people. So what could possibly be the purpose when we're going through this? And I'm sure a lot of you folks that are out there caring for your elderly parents are experiencing this now, and you're wondering, what is the purpose of this? All I can say is that, you know, I've come to know a lot about this particular challenge that we have as humans, but also other, you know, physical illnesses I've experienced on my own. And all of them can be grouped into one thing to say that we're all teachers and we're all students. And so sometimes when we're going through these experiences, it's really important to look at your loved one that's elderly going through this and say to yourself, boy, you know, this is really teaching me a lot about myself, because I need to really look at how I'm taking care of now, of the present moment. And when you're caring for these folks that have dementia, it is all about the present moment. It's all about ensuring that they feel safe, that they feel positive, that they are invoking positive emotions, because that's pretty much where they're operating from, is emotions. That's the last part of the brain that's working when you're in your state of going through dementia. The actual last part of the brain that works is emotions. Even at end of life, folks that have dementia can still comprehend their emotions, and they can still also interpret the emotions of others around them. So, you know, we are emotional beings, and we need to tap into that. And a lot of times we're tapping into the negative side of that. And with all of that being said, I'm actually going to be doing, as I said, A Course in Miracles, which is really helpful when you're looking at different situations that are challenges in life, especially, you know, illness or anything that's really a challenge in life. A Course in Miracles can really help you find the gifts in any experience that you're having in this lifetime. And so that's going to be occurring in October. As I said, sign up through the email at mindhealthcoach.com. And the other things that are going on that I'm offering is, I said, the 8 weeks to a healthy brain and overall wellness. That also is going to be offered sometime in November. So if you want to sign up for that class, want more information, mindhealthcoach.com as well. You'll be put on my mailing list as well, so you'll get all the updates of what I'm doing. On February 23rd, I'm going to be working at the Alzheimer's Association in Massachusetts doing a stress management lecture in the evening for families and people that are recently diagnosed with dementia and families that, you know, are caregivers. Family members that are caregivers. That's also taking place on March 22nd and April 20th. Can you believe I'm talking about these dates? But they will be here before you know it. So if you'd like to come to these events, you can email me, mindhealthcoach.com, and find out more. And that pretty much wraps up the things that I've got on the agenda right now on my calendar. I do have some CEU programs coming up for nurses and social workers, and I do that all over New England. So you absolutely can email through the website and find out more and join the mailing list, and that'll be going out that way too. And if you want to just put in when you contact Mind Health Coach, if you want to just put in whether you're a nurse or social worker, that would be great, and I could tell you exactly when and where the CEU programs are. And the topic that I have is holistic stress management. And we also do other events that have CEUs attached to. So I'm speaking at an event in Boston. I believe it's the end of this month, or actually it's in October. So if you want to hear about that professional event for people that are in the geriatric field, I'm happy to email those events out as well. So with that being said, I really want to delve into the topic of living a purposeful life. Tonight I have a few things planned that I want to do. I want to just basically have a discussion about what our overall worth is, what our gifts and our talents are, and how we can maximize those aspects of us. Getting in touch with the self, and how do we do that when we're kind of dealing with external circumstances all the time. Some may be very convoluted and actually polluting our environment, so it makes it tough for us to tap into ourself and really get in touch with what our gifts and talents are when you have constant bombardment of negative energy around you. And ways that you can actually shed that from your aura and get into the right vibration, the right place, tap in and tap inward to find that life purpose. To find the purpose in every moment. It's more than just life purpose. A lot of us get really hung up on life purpose, and it is so important to have purpose to our lives. But when we look for one life purpose, we're missing so many aspects of other things we could be exploring that are just so wonderful about ourselves, our path. And, that's kind of the things that I want to discuss tonight is important ideas about the self and how to tap into the self, how to connect with your true essence. and then look from there? How do you navigate from there? How do you bring value to every moment? And how do you find that purpose that is in different aspects, not just in one purpose? A lot of people get confused and think, oh, my life purpose, it has to be my work, or my life purpose is just about my family. And you know what? Your life purpose is about those things and more. And that's what we kind of sometimes get lost in. And I'm also someone that was of that mindset. It has put me into a flow that I am so grateful for. These things open up for me all the time, you know, being on this radio show, having other opportunities to speak, doing some writing and, you know, teaching. It's just, I find that it's really making so many things in my career and what I'm contributing to the planet. I just feel that I've really done a lot of great things in that respect, but I feel I could do more. You know, I think we all could do more. And I feel also that I need to service myself more. I was in a mindset for a long time of how do I help others? How do I please others? And how do I, you know, do so much for the planet, for humanity? And honestly, I have to really do things for me first. I have to really take care of myself first. We all do. And sometimes we feel kind of like old school mentality of there might be, you know, guilty feeling associated with that, that kind of puts a fuzziness into what you really want to achieve and how you want to achieve it. And that's by taking care of yourself first. Before I say any more tonight, I do want to let you guys know you're welcome to call in to WMEX if you'd like to ask any questions. And I also want to let you know, too, that I'm going to be doing a meditation at 8:40 to delve into your inner self and kind of explore your gifts and talents and lay them out on the table, put the tools on the table, and then create, visualize where you think that you would like to see yourself moving towards to achieve more purposeful experiences in your life. So we're going to do that at 8:40, actually after the break at 8:40. So that would be about 8:46. So if you want to do any calls into the station, it's probably best to do it early on. I do have Doreen Virtue's life purpose oracle cards here as well tonight. And if you're listening into the live show, which is happening on September 25th at between 8 and 9, you can call in and you could ask me to pull a card for you. And I just love these cards. I actually pulled my own cards, or I sometimes even like to just let the cards fall out of the deck. And I did that a couple weeks ago. I bought this deck and I was just shuffling it, and I found, you know, sometimes my best experiences come if I just let the cards just kind of drop and then I look at them. And what I had received was two cards that didn't really, you know, I knew they made sense, but they weren't really something that I was in touch with too much at that moment. And one of them was crystals, working with crystals in my path. And I am a big crystal person. I love crystals. Right now I've got different crystals around me that I'm working with to help provide you guys with this message. You know, a lot of times when I'm speaking on this show, I feel like that, you know, it is partially me in my own experiences, but a lot of it does, I feel, come through me from, you know, I open up to the divine source that wants to feed this information through. And I also do a lot of research, too, so I can provide you with different approaches to ways to handle the topics that we're talking about. So anyway, the two cards that came through for me were the crystals and, you know, working with crystals and energy healing, which I am a Reiki master. I am a great believer in energy healing. I do honestly think that we affect everything that happens around us when we are, you know, working with our energy in positive ways and also affecting things around us and when we're doing it in negative ways. So these two cards were very significant to me anyway and my life purpose. But what happened a week later was even more significant, made it even more significant. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about that, the significance of what happened to me, because it really ties in well to different things I'm working on and how I'm working through learning about every moment of my life and making it purposeful. So I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to take a break in a brief moment. And as I said, if you would like to call in and I could actually pull a card for you, the number is 617-237-1234. And this is the Mind Health Coach, and we will be back in a few minutes.
And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above?
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
In a single moment, your life can change. Join Marianne Pastana, host of Moments with Marianne, for a transformative hour of leaders in their field, ranging from inspirational authors, top industry leaders, business and spiritual entrepreneurs. Tune in to experience Moments with Marianne every second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Don't miss this. And remember, make every moment count.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods. Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Talk Radio Boston. My show is heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. And you can also visit my website, mindhealthcoach.com, on the web. And tonight we're talking about a topic that's near and dear to all of our hearts, and that is living a purposeful life. And before the break, I was explaining how sometimes during my meditation practices, I like to use some oracle cards to just kind of explore different topics. And so the other day, I had purchased this wonderful deck by Doreen Virtue, the Life Purpose Oracle cards, and a couple of cards dropped out of the deck, and one of them was about crystals and how they are a big part of my life purpose and path and how to use them in energy healing, and a second card fell out as well, which was energy healing. How coincidental was that? And it's interesting because a couple of things that I've done for years is when I've done Reiki sessions on people, as long as they're okay with it, I have placed crystals on chakras and that sort of thing. And it was more my own guidance that I wanted to do that. And then as I, you know, further explored my education and energy healing work, I've learned so much about different practices and shamanism that actually do just that. They use the crystal healing while doing the energy work. And so it was something that, you know, really came together for me well. It's something I've been doing for years. And something, like I said, I have crystals placed around me right now to help me have the best energy field around me and receive the optimal information that I can from other divine sources to help with this show. And so one of the things that happened to me, I have a wonderful spiritual mentor that you know, I visit on a monthly basis, and she and I had gone to dinner actually a few weeks before, and she said, "I really want you to come before we start the class next time, you know, because I want to talk to you about a couple things." And when I got there, you know, she just wanted to tell me that there is this wonderful energy that's going on that's helping us on the planet to open up to, you know, bringing back dignity, bringing back purpose, bringing back focus, and really developing the self. And now is the time for us to tap into that energy source and work with it for each one of us individually. And if you're already on the path, you're already awake, you're already trying to expand your soul, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what you're working towards. You just sometimes are opened up to different ideas and suggestions. And during meditations, you can have epiphanies. And it's just, it's amazing what comes to you when you're working from that standpoint. If you haven't reached that yet, it's not a problem. It's something that we're all taking our own time. But the most important thing is that you take care of yourself and you get in touch with yourself. And when I say yourself, forgive me, I'm a little dry, I needed a drink of water. When I say getting in touch with yourself, I'm not talking about, you know, just you and your job and what you've got to do today and the kids and the family and the million and one things we're running around doing, including posting on Facebook and Instagram or wherever you play on the internet. It's more than that. This is not in touch with anything that is based on those aspects of your life. Getting in touch with the self is meaning getting in the touch with your higher self, finding out some very important answers to questions that are timeless and are always changing in all aspects of our path, but then again, always having the same essence, the same basic essence. And the only way I can describe this is that we're born into these bodies. You know, I have a good friend that calls them hunks of meat. I don't know, I feel a little uncomfortable with that terminology. I've also read in a great book, Kriya Yoga, The Scientific Process of Soul Culture and the Essence of All Religions. I've also read that the goal of the human life is to reach the shore of immortality, and we're using the human body as the boat. And I kind of like that. I feel like that's some real purpose there. If you've ever gone in a rowboat or a kayak, there's so much that it needs to be done in order to get you from point A to point B. And our boats are our bodies. Our boats are our abilities, our gifts, our talents that these bodies can let out and can be utilized for. Myself, you know, I think one of the good practices that I have found to tap into who I really am and myself and my higher self is to really look at who I was before I got so wrapped up in this life, in this particular life. What kinds of thoughts did I have as a child, you know, when I wasn't thinking from the standpoint of my parents or, you know, anybody else that was influencing me? And I can remember as a child, it's going to sound really corny, but that I would be, you know, sitting in the back seat of my mom's car driving along, and I would look into the forest and I would see a fallen tree, and it would be like, I would feel sad for that tree. I would feel like there's a loss. There's a loss of that tree. And I know that sounds you know, really hokey, and a lot of you are probably saying, tree hugger! And yes, I am. I actually prescribe hugging a tree daily on a daily basis, and I have a few that I hug on a daily basis. And, you know, there's a lot to be learned from trees. You know, they're so solid. They're so statuesque. They stand there, and they hold an energy of life. And, you know, some of them obviously aren't living forever, just like we aren't, but trees have such strength. And when you hug a tree and you look up underneath all of those branches, and you look up and you see the canopy that's around the top of the tree, there's such a message there. Because I looked at a tree recently, and I wrote some of my thoughts down about this, so I'm going to share that. These thoughts with you. And basically, when I was looking up at the tree and I saw there's some beautiful, healthy branches with green, green leaves and just wonderful energy emitting from those tree branches, and you can sense it, you can feel it. And then there's some other branches that are kind of, you know, partially grown out, and they're looking a little bit ragged, and they're not quite making it. And then there's some other branches that probably took that journey of growing out and, you know, lived as long as they could, and now they're kind of retreating, and they're not really part of life anymore. They're actually tree branches that aren't alive any longer, but they're hanging on. And that's okay, you know, because it gave the tree what it needed at the time that's growing. But the real message here is that, you know, there's aspects of our life and directions we're going in that are beautiful and wonderful, and we should explore those aspects. And the others that are returning to the earth, or, you know, changing and ending life at a standpoint of that's it, that's as far as I'm growing and going, then those pathways are closed off. And you just shut down on that, and you put the energy into the healthy aspects. So, you know, I really got a lot of messaging from the trees that I hug, and some of it comes from just their purpose alone is to provide oxygen. And so I always am so grateful when I hug the trees. It sounds crazy, but I am. I am grateful when I hug these trees because I know the gifts that they're giving. They're giving such life through oxygen. They're also providing homes for little ants and everything else. So there's a lot of messaging to be learned from in a tree. So I got a little off topic, but we're going to take another break. And when I get back, I'm going to do a meditation with you guys. And so it's going to be about your life purpose, exploring your gifts and talents. Stay tuned. We'll do about a 10-minute meditation when we get back.
Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life?
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com. The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Talk Radio, Boston, and the show is heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 radio network here at every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to Dream Vision 7, that's what I was trying to say, dreamvision7radio.com for tapping into that Friday show at 10 a.m. or in 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you'll hear the recorded version of the live show that is done here on the fourth Sunday. You can also go to my website at mindhealthcoach.com. And as I was mentioning earlier, I have a few things coming up. I have some things coming up in the early part of next year for the Alzheimer's Association. I've got a lot going on, different locations throughout Massachusetts and Connecticut that I'll be speaking at. So it's always helpful to sign up for my my mailing list, because you'll get notified of all the things that I'm doing. And so the other things that I'm doing is more on the web, and it's more versatile for those of you that are not in the New England area. We're going to be doing some interesting things via webinar. So you can also sign up for those topics, A Course in Miracles, and then 8 Weeks to a Better Brain, using holistic meditation, holistic practices, and overall well-being tactics. So all of those. Oh, I've got a caller on the line. So, hi, who's on tonight?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hey,
this is Leah Marie.
Good, how are you?
Good, good. What can I do for you tonight?
Apparently, I just tuned into the radio station, something about, you know, some kind of a reading.
Oh, yes. So I have my life purpose cards here from Doreen Virtue tonight. And so if you'd like, I can pull a card and give you a little insight onto your life purpose for this moment in your time. And do you want to just think about what areas of your life you're looking for some purpose, purposeful direction in? And I'll shuffle my cards, and then I'll pull it, and I'll give you some of my intuitive impressions that I'm receiving, okay?
Okay, great.
What's your name?
Okay, my first name is Melissa.
Melissa, okay, I'm Leah. I'm so glad you called in tonight. And where are you located?
I live in southeastern Massachusetts.
Oh, excellent. I do, too. So this is interesting because before I came on, back on the show, I was just shuffling and flowers kept falling out of the deck. And so working with flowers opens your heart and brings blessings to others through your life purpose. Are you doing anything with flowers? Is that something that really opens you up in your life, flowers?
Flowers, well, my cousin's getting married next week, so maybe the bouquets, but I'm not in the wedding party, but...
Is that something you're touching? Is that something you're going to be assisting with in any way? Or, you know, what I'm feeling is that you really enjoy flowers. Is that something that is that kind of opens you up, that makes you feel the flow, you know?
I do like
heart
flowers,
chakra.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of us need inspiration, and a lot of us need nature to inspire. Nature is one of the biggest inspirations there are. And so maybe getting in touch with flowers more for you, and maybe when you go to your cousin's wedding next week, just seeing all, you know, when you go to a wedding, of course there's flowers. So maybe you will feel some sort of attachment to that experience that's going to bring you some insight into your purpose. You know, are there things in your life that you're looking at that you're looking to change or bring more purpose to?
I would like to see, you know, like a lot more changes in my life. Maybe not with flowers, but like other, you know, purposes.
Right. And you know, the messaging that I'm receiving is that tuning into that present moment when you're in nature, when you are, do you have any gardens in your yard?
Right now, no, but I have a friend, you know, who gave us some ideas, you know, what to do. So maybe, hopefully, next spring, you know, we can follow through.
Yeah, and I think just now, anytime you see any flowers, you walk into the grocery store, you're seeing flowers, you know, at the floral area. Anywhere you go, you can tap into that energy of flowers. I think that you being more mindful about them and maybe taking a flower, okay, I'm hearing this now, maybe the next flower that you have the opportunity to pick a fresh flower, just sitting down and holding it and just kind of letting the energy work through you of flowers and just clearing your mind and doing some deep breathing with it will bring you some insight onto those areas that you're looking to change.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
100% right.
Yep. So I'm so glad you called in tonight. You know, I'm glad that you're exploring your life purpose. And, you know, if you ever want to explore more areas of reading and meditation, please look me up at mindhealthcoach.com. Thanks for calling in tonight. Okay, so that was really great. I haven't had a caller on this show in quite a while, so anybody else that would like to call in, I will reserve a few minutes after we do a meditation, which I'm going to do right now. We don't have much time left, so I'm just going to do a few deep breaths and bring you guys into a quick guided meditation about life purpose. And I have a CD as well called Mooditations. That's on my website. And one of the meditations is really geared towards what I was going to tap into tonight. So if you want to get comfortable and take some deep breaths, and when I say deep breaths, you want to breathe in through your nose on the count of 1 through 5, whatever's comfortable, up to 5, and then hold it briefly. Hold it within your lungs and allow your body to absorb it for just, you know, 1 to 2, 1 to 3, around that. And then you slowly exhale, 1 through 5 again. So I'm going to count for this breath. So I want you to inhale deeply through your nose, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hold it. And slowly exhale through your mouth. Breathing out very slowly, 2, 3, 4, 5. And take a few deep breaths in this way. And I want you to start feeling your body just dropping off all of the tension of the day. It's been Sunday today, and it was beautiful, so there shouldn't have been too much tension, but you never know. So just let go of any feelings that are being held within that cause you any discomfort. You want to just send the energy of the oxygen to those spaces and allow yourself to relax. Deep relaxation from head to toe, out to your fingertips and down to your toes. And in this moment of brief relaxation, I want you to focus on a few questions. And those questions are, who am I? What am I? And how am I? And I don't mean the how am I that, you know, you say to other people in passing, how are you? No, how am I? How am I meaning, how am I here? How is my path being utilized? How am I utilizing my body, my thoughts, my energy? How am I? And what is my state of being? To be. That's a big question. How do I be? How am I? How do I be here on earth? How do I be in my job? How do I be a mom? How do I be a dad? All of these questions. This is the time to kind of explore those questions. And, you know, we're coming basically to the end of the show. And so I'm really excited that I had the chance to talk about this topic. And I actually would like to do a workshop on this, so to further the topic more. But at this moment, you could actually float right from the show into a deeper meditation and get out your journal and write down a lot of different things that are coming to you about these questions. The who am I? What am I? How am I? How do I be in this being? And, you know, those are the topics that are helping you with the first stages of exploring your life purpose. And that is getting in touch with your higher self, yourself free of ego, yourself free of stress, free of worry, free of distraction. And a lot of times we feel that it's difficult to get there. And I had some great different things that I've presented in past shows. So if you dive into my archives, just my show last month was excellent. It presented a system called NUCALM, N-U-C-A-L-M. If you want to learn more about that, for those of you that struggle with meditation and getting into that alpha brainwave state, beta brainwave state too, this is a phenomenal technology that a lot of people are using in the medical field now. So with that, I am so glad to hear Melissa calling in from Southeastern Mass. Hopefully next show we'll get more callers. And, you know, it was fun for me to bring out the cards. I don't, you know, normally do that on the show, but I think I'll make that a little part of the aspect of the show. So remember, visit mindhealthcoach.com and join my mailing list to find out all the great things that are happening, webinars, presentations. And I'm so glad to be on here and presenting my knowledge on the topic of life purpose. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Mind Health Coach program.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mind Health Coach with your host, Leah Marie. Come join us next time as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. Mind Health Coach is a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast, heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. To learn